Like I said before the break, we couldn't do this without our sponsors. We appreciate Flagship Community Federal Credit Union sponsoring our broadcast again today. Steve Scandalito is here with Flagship. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the credit union business these days?
Doing quite well, quite well. We're on last year was probably our best year ever, and I would say we're on pace to do the same this year. So,
remind us the difference between credit unions and banks, because there's very few differences in terms of services, right?
We're full service, just like any other institution would be. The main thing with the credit unions is we tend to, at its core, for the members all owning a share, but you try to keep the cost down, and that way you're not, like a larger bank would tend to have higher fees. They have the same services, but for whatever reason, they decide to charge a higher fee, which we don't. We've been here, next year will be our 60th year, and we can say that we're the only one open charter that's not a private type credit union that's been headquartered in Port Huron, Michigan all that time. So, and then today, because everybody else kind of moved out of the area. So,
yeah, that's an interesting point, because there have been so many changes in names of banks and things like that, ownership, but your ownership remains the same because it's the members.
Exactly. And we have a very good board, very proactive in the community. Everything about what we do, we focus on being a low-cost provider. At the core, what credit unions were founded, you look back at all the trade unions and everything else when they were started, they were basically people working out of their house or car or at the work, but you try and keep them cost down. And you'll see that with, if you've been in any of our locations, you'll see, we're not looking to build this mammoth building so I have a nice office. That's not what it's about. It's serving the community and the people.
What does it take to open an account at Flagship?
All you have to do is have to prove that you're either living in, working in, or we say worship, but one of the three in St. Clair County, because we're only county chartered. Then it's as simple as a $5 savings.
Easy as that.
Right.
What are some of the things that you mentioned that you are full service, just like a bank? Do you have online services, ATMs, all that stuff?
Yes, full online services, ATMs at both our locations. We do belong to the co-op network, which I think there's about 30,000 ATMs you can use in Michigan alone that you won't get charged a fee, at other credit unions that belong to the co-op as well, and then nationwide. So that gives us good bang for our buck. Being smaller, we still have the same coverage as, say, like a larger bank would nationwide, but without the costs.
What are your locations, by the way?
We're on 3910 Lapeer Road, and then the building we have as a drive-through only as of right now is on Pine Grove. It's 2727 Pine Grove.
What does this weekend mean to you? You're a longtime Port Huron guy. What do you think of boat weekend?
Oh, this is great. I was in, like we were just talking earlier, that the weather couldn't be perfect today. The sun's coming up. This is a time for me personally where you tend to run into a lot of friends and schoolmates. People plan reunions actually around there, but I have a lot of friends. I just saw one last night that was in from Richmond, Virginia, but they all tend to come back for this event. People don't realize, locally some people might take it for granted, but this is a big event. It draws a lot of people, a lot of business for the area businesses, and it's just a win-win all the way around.
And a lot of those people that maybe grew up here and moved away and only come back every few years or once a year, they have seen vast improvements and changes here in particularly our downtown area in Port Huron.
Correct. Yes, I have some friends that come in and they're just like, wow, they built this or they're doing that. You take it all the change we were just talking about downtown. It's just amazing what's going on, especially also with the amount of people that are actually living downtown too. So you got that mix with the community as well. And I think that's a bonus as well.
Well, and when you talk about, having had, one of your best years or your best year at Flagship, that speaks well of Flagship Community Federal Credit Union, but it also speaks well of our local economy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, I would say in the last two and a half years has been really good years. It was a little lean before then, but you can tell how the last 2 years, not only in Michigan, but just nationwide, everything has kind of picked up. And it's good to see. It's good to see the builders building again, the trades thing. Right now, everybody that I talk to or deal with, trade-type person or builders, is they can't find work. And, that's a good problem to have. It's bad for them because they're scrambling to run around, but at the same time, it's a good position to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Things are going well. Steve, good to see you. Thanks for coming down here. Thanks for sponsoring our broadcast today. We always appreciate it.
Good to see you, Paul.
You too. Steve Scandalito from Flagship Community Federal Credit Union on WPHM, one of the sponsors of our all-day broadcast today. We've got news coming up just a few minutes here on WPHM. It is 7:31 now.